waiting for. Feel free to pick up that phone and call in with questions or comments.
Dial 335-5512 or 1-800-TALK-960.
And by the way, it's a free call from your Verizon wireless cell phone by touching star 960.
The KCIM. KSIM morning meeting begins.
And QID.
Now.
March Madness, folks. I was going to steal the theme, but I thought this would be even better. Sid Kirschheimer is a contributor with the Saturday Evening Post. Joins me now on the live line to talk about you sports fans out there. Hi, Sid.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. I love sports. I'm one of those weird females who would rather watch football than, you know, go to the ballet. I would just much rather watch sports.
You're probably a lot healthier, at least psychologically, than people who aren't sports fans, at least according to the research.
But it seems like people who watch sports with me, see, I won't let them talk during the game. I'm like, you can talk during commercials. That's when we will discuss things. But when the game is on, you need to be quiet.
Okay.
So
now I know if I come to your house.
Yeah, if you come to my house, Ed, you better be quiet. That's all I'm
all
saying.
All right, then.
Other than commercials. But it seems like people get so worked up and so passionate. That's actually good for you?
Well, actually, sports fandom in general, unless you take it to the overwhelming extreme,
uh-oh,
is psychologically healthier for you. you know, in psychological tests, people who identify themselves as sports fans tend to report lower rates of depression and have higher self-esteem than people who don't identify themselves as sports fans. Now, there is, you know, a balancing act. If sports are all-consuming, if your team loses and you go into a deep depression that lasts for more than several days,
uh-oh,
then you have a problem. But the typical sports fan, you know, their team loses, they get over it. You know, they're kind of bummed out, but, you know, they go on with their lives. And, yes, that is healthier. And the reason is this, is that, you know, sports, it's not about being a fan. It's about your connection with the team and, more importantly, with other fans. And that's what makes March Madness, you know, unique. Overall sports fandom is healthy. March Madness is you know, takes it a notch above because it has some unique qualities that's not in other tournaments. It's longer. It's more all-consuming. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you could turn on the TV and watch 12 hours straight of teams. it tends to attract non-fans because people have an allegiance to the colleges, to a geographic location, the fact that they're amateurs versus professionals. People tend to root for these guys going out there who aren't getting paid, or at least shouldn't be getting paid, you know, who are playing.
at least, you know, shouldn't be getting paid, right. At least they shouldn't
and,
be.
You know, it just, there's a lot of people who are attracted to March Madness who don't care about other sports. Part of it has to do with the football, you know, I mean, not the football, the betting pools at work. It just gives people opportunities to get involved with others, and connections with other people are healthy. That's not to say that sports fandom is, you know, the only way to do it. I mean, this is why, you know, studies also show that people who belong to church groups or, you know, are active in, you know, civic causes or have hobbies and things like that, they tend to be healthier than people who aren't.
There's more betting going on with March Madness than the Super Bowl. That shocked
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. It is the single most bet on, you know, betting sports event of the year.
That's just crazy. I would have never believed that. See, not only can you not talk during games at my house, Sid, but I throw things. So you might want to be careful. If
okay,
you're around
then.
Me. We even named
especially,
the...
I guess, if your bracket's not doing well.
Yeah, it gets pretty rough. But a lot of people are in office pools or whatever the case may be. So I understand what you're saying, that it makes them healthier. They have a little more camaraderie going on, and there's more social interaction.
And that transcends beyond, you know, it goes afterwards. Bonds made
right.
during March Madness through the betting pool carry on. And, you know, you hear a lot in the media about the short-term productivity lapses. And that's true. You know, people tend to, like, sneak watching games. They call in sick at a higher rate during March Madness. But it you know, subsequent studies find that, you know, events such as March Madness, you know, are good team-building activities.
Sure.
So, you know, you take part of the pool, you know, and so the guy down in the next cubicle does. Well, you have something to talk about then, and that's how friendships are formed. You know, you have a common interest, and you guys may become better buddies after the tournament because of it.
How does it make higher self-esteem, though?
You know, people, now these are self-reported studies. Now,
okay.
And the folks that I interviewed for this article, this is what they study. And, you know, these are researchers who have done hundreds of different studies on all age brackets. It's just the people who, again, you have a higher esteem because you feel connected to something and to others. People, you know, a lack of self-esteem for a lot of people translates to loneliness. So, you know, people just feel they're all by themselves. If there are others that have your interest, that you feel a bond with, you know, that's good for your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not to say this, you know, that, you know, if you're miserable elsewhere and you start watching, a sports game, you're going to suddenly be, you know, great. This is just in comparing people who identify themselves as sports fans versus people who don't identify themselves as sports fans. Those who call themselves fans tend to report higher self-esteem and have lower rates of depression.
We're right here on the border with Kentucky. I guess Louisville and Kentucky going up, but they've got some bragging rights going on in big old KY, but it's kind of like David versus Goliath in a lot of these games. You always want to root for the little guy.
And that's what attracts people to March Madness. That's why this has a special benefit over other teams. You take the Super Bowl, there's usually a team that you know is going to win. And you know, a lot of Super Bowl games, you know, occasionally there's good games, but a lot of them are just blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what really excites people are when these little teams are really doing well. And I remember early in the tournament, I was watching the Lehigh-Duke game, and, you know, I used to live in an area close to Lehigh University. And, you know, I normally don't stay up late to watch games, and I couldn't go away because they were just, you know, putting it to Duke, which I kind of like anyway.
But, yeah, that's a good thing.
You know,
that's
it was good. And that's the thing. The little guys, that's the thing about March Madness. There's so many upsets that it keeps people involved, and it really makes them fans when they're not necessarily fans.
The guest is Sid Kirschheimer. He's a contributor with Saturday Evening Post. March Madness, are sports fans actually healthier? Do you have a regular column or magazine or something people can look up?
Well, I write for a lot of different magazines. This one I did for, Saturday Evening Post. This article is posted on the Saturday Evening Post website. People can go there and read it.
Yeah, and they can also find out other things you've done when they read this and enjoy it. You know, I've always wondered, Sid, why bosses fight March Madness the way that they do. I know a lot of guys get vasectomies, and we've heard all the stories, you know, about people planting themselves in front of the TV for recovery time, but they talk about loss of productivity at work. So why do bosses fight it? Why don't they make it somehow an office event?
Some of them do, actually, and I think there's a trend toward that. And in the article, I mean, I did interview some people who are workplace specialists, mm-hmm. and there is there are two mindsets. Some bosses, you know, don't want betting pools. They don't want you to, like, you know, they don't want people to talk about the game doing work. But others kind of embrace it. And I have actually worked in places where it was encouraged. You know, I mean, there was a recognized betting pool. The bosses knew about it. They took part in it. You know,
mm-hmm.
They knew we would still get our work done, and they saw it as a team-building activity.
Yeah, when you know it's not taboo, it's less fun to do it.
Yeah, but there is a short-term loss. I mean, last year, I think the estimates were $192 million in lost productivity. It was over $8 million where people, 8 million man-hours, where people were actually paying attention to the game as opposed, you know, to the games. And there's software where there was a thing called the boss button that is a computer software where you could actually sneak the games, and, when the boss was walking around, you'd push a button, and then, like, kind of a fake spreadsheet came up to make it look like you were working. Now, they cracked down on that, and I think this year they weren't televising as many games virtually, so people couldn't watch them on the computer. But, you know, savvy workers know how to get around that.
Yeah, yeah. So do sports fans of any kind. We know how to get our fix. It's my iPhone, you know. You get on your Droid or your iPhone, you can get updates.
Yeah, so, but during March Madness, I mean, there is one trend that is apparent. I mean, vasectomies increased by 50% during the course of the tournament. And that is in part to a lot of guys who are going to get vasectomies choose to get them then so they can recover while watching games. But also some savvy urologists have promotions. I mean, they give out free pizza coupons and magazine subscriptions, discounts, during the tournament to attract more patients.
Oh, thanks for letting us snip you today. Here's a pepperoni pizza. Yeah, that works out good for me. Be a good time, all you ladies, for you, who are basketball fans and want to do a little augmentation here and there. It might be a good time during March Madness so you can heal too. But who did you talk to in this report? Who's doing the studies?
Actually, in your area, you mentioned Kentucky. One of the researchers, one of the leading researchers in this area, is a guy named Daniel Wan, who is a professor at Murray State. And he wrote a book called Sports Fans, The Psychology and the Social Impact of Spectators. Uh-huh. And he personally has done over 200 studies in the last 20 years on sports fandom.
Is he a racer fan?
I don't know if he is or not. A lot of the, I spoke to many different researchers, and this is what they do. You know, they study. One of them was I think Daniel actually might have gone to Kansas. That's where he did his undergraduate work, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So we know where he's rooting for.
Yeah, we do. When Murray comes to town, it's a pretty big rivalry. It's good stuff when they play our Redhawks. All right,
yeah.
So Sid, if people do want to watch all of the games, it's probably just a good idea to take some time off away from work and, just enjoy yourself and enjoy the games.
Well, at this point now, you're not going to miss any work. I mean, game semifinals are tomorrow, unless you work on Saturdays, and then the finals, I think, are Monday night.
It's almost over.
So, yeah, it's almost over.
I wonder if anyone's brackets are right this year.
Well, the actual odds predicting a perfect bracket are, I think, 1 in 9 trillion.
Might as well go buy a lottery ticket today.
Yeah, it's actually, it's 9.2 trillion to 1 of predicting a perfect bracket. So, savvy guys can pick the final four.
Right.
But to get all actual guesses, it's you have a better chance of winning the Mega Millions than you do of picking a perfect bracket.
And you guys look too much at statistics and scoring and history, because it's usually a girl who wins the office pool who picked out the prettiest color of uniforms.
And what's funny about it, this is a kind of an interesting thing. I don't think I made it into the story, but I asked one researcher who actually studies the patterns of betting, and he says that females in particular, but not exclusively, tend to pick teams based on things such as the color of their uniform, things like that, things that you wouldn't think of, and they tend to win.
Yep.
You know, they go, well, I picked that team because they have nicer uniforms, or I picked that because, I think their, power forward is a good-looking guy, something like that.
It happens all the time. It's so frustrating. So if you're a sports fan, you might be healthier. If you're not a sports fan, you might want to become one. Because, there's camaraderie, there's fun. You could even win some money in your brackets. It's the way to go.
Well, yeah. And you just bond with people. I mean, this is why, you walk down the street and you see a guy wearing, a T-shirt with a team that you have a allegiance with. There's a little, you feel a bond with that person.
You do. You fist bump.
You do, and I mean, at least where I live, I live in Philadelphia. It's a big sports town, and when two guys are in a grocery store and they both have Philly shirts on, they start talking about the game.
As long as it's 76ers.
Hey, last night's game, and what about Utley? Whatever.
Yeah.
And you bond, and that is what makes it healthy.
As long as it's the Sixers and not the Eagles, you know why?
Why?
I have a grandson named Dallas. I'm wearing a Dallas shirt. We've got Dallas tattoos. We are crazy up in here.
Oh, for the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I'm an Eagles fan.
I knew you might be. All right, Sid. Awesome stuff. You can check out his work online. His name is Sid Kirchheimer, spelled K-I-R-C-H-H-E-I-M-E-R. You can see his article in the Saturday Evening Post. March Madness. Thanks, Sid.
Great, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
You're healthier if you watch the games. Studies don't lie. Heck with what your boss said. Worry about your brackets. I'm kidding. It's 8:56.
People say to me all the time, Mike, why does Ford need a guy like you when they got a guy like Jim Twitchell? Now, Jim, you've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
According to my notes here, Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The works fuel saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself in fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper rate of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
Get a great deal on service and save money on gas. The works fuel saver package includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake check, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $19.95 or less after $20 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
So the position of my Ford dealership is saving money is good and saving gas is good, correct?
Correct.
And with the works, you get both?
You get both.
I love this. This is great. I'm going to get one. Where do I get them?
Get to your Ford dealer.
You heard it.
Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
Thanks for the order, Bill. You're all set to go. Say, you want me to treat those beans right, right?
What do you mean, treat them right? Of course I want you to treat them right.
We handle every customer's beans right, Bill. What I meant was, do you want me to treat your soybean seed with Vault HP Plus Integral?
But isn't Vault HP an inoculant? You know, I'm on a corn-soybean rotation. I didn't think you needed to inoculate when you did that.
Vault HP Plus Integral is more than just an inoculant, Bill. You get triple biostack performance that improves soybean yield potential three ways. Fresh, vigorous rhizobia are delivered on each seed to ensure maximum nitrogen fixation. A patented biological compound stimulates rhizobia for improved root nodulation. Plus, the Integral biofungicide adds protection from key soil-borne diseases and enhances root vigor and nutrient uptake.
Okay, Larry. Make sure you treat them right then with Vault HP.
Make the right choice. Every seed, every time. Ask your seed dealer or trader today to apply Vault HP Plus Integral to your soybean seed before planting.
Maybe a little windy for you today. Gusting to about 23, but steady between 8 and 15. Isolated shower storm could eke in, only a slight chance. But 81 for your high today, so enjoy the weather through this weekend. Close to 80, perfect. Maybe some showers and storms by Monday and Tuesday again. Currently, though, it's fair. 64 degrees with a light south wind. We're KZIM, Cape Girardeau, KSIM, Sykeston.
I love you, Nana.
I love you too, Dallas.
I love you, Nana.
And my mooch meister. His real name's Christian. He said the other kids laugh when they find out his name is Moochie. He said, yeah, until they find out you're famous. And they'll change their tune. Todd Benacki will take you through your Saturday. I'll be back Monday with Leroy Efdink of the RN Optimist Club. The Culpeper Merriweather Great Combined Circus is coming up. You could win tickets. And at 8:40 on the morning meeting, you will meet Pat Wissman. He is running for the Jackson R2 School Board, the candidate, in studio on your morning meeting on Monday. Oh, why can't I? Don't you be pulling any April Fool's pranks on anybody. Because karma is an evil and jealous mistress, and she will bite you in the booty. Remember that. Have a good weekend, everybody. See you Monday. Regan, out. Me and you.